Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114 doi 10.1186s12862-016-0683-3, research article, open access, do novel genes drive morphological novelty? An investigation of the nematosomes in the sea anemone Nematostella victensis Leslie S. Babinus 1, Mark Q. Martindale 1.2 and Joseph F. Ryan 1.2. Abstract background, the evolution of novel genes is thought to be a critical component of morphological innovation, but few studies have explicitly examined the contribution of novel genes to the evolution of novel tissues. Nematosomes, the free-floating cellular masses that circulate through the body cavity of the sea anemone Nematostella victensis, are the defining apomorphy of the genus Nematostella and are a useful model for understanding the evolution of novel tissues. Although many hypotheses have been proposed, the function of nematosomes is unknown. To gain insight into their putative function and to test hypotheses about the role of lineage-specific genes in the evolution of novel structures, we have re-examined the cellular and molecular biology of nematosomes. Results, using behavioral assays, we demonstrate that nematosomes are capable of immobilizing live brine shrimp, Artemia salina, by discharging their abundant cnidocytes. Additionally, the ability of nematosomes to engulf fluorescently labeled bacteria, E. coli, reveals the presence of phagocytes in this tissue. Using RNA-seq, we show that the gene expression profile of nematosomes is distinct from that of the tentacles and the mesenteries, their tissue of origin, and, further, that nematosomes, a Nematostella-specific tissue, are enriched in Nematostella-specific genes. Conclusions: despite the small number of cell types they contain, nematosomes are distinct among tissues, both functionally and molecularly. We provide the first evidence that nematosomes comprise part of the innate immune system in N. victensis, and suggest that this tissue is potentially an important place to look for genes associated with pathogen stress. Finally, we demonstrate that Nematostella-specific genes comprise a significant proportion of the differentially expressed genes in all three of the tissues we examined and may play an important role in novel cell functions. Keywords: novelty, cnidocyte, nematosome, immune, phagocytosis, RNA-seq, Nematostella victensis, taxonomically restricted genes. Background: understanding the evolution of animal complexity requires an understanding of how new traits arise. Studies of novel trait evolution typically invoke either the origin of new genes, 1, 2, or the evolution of new relationships among conserved genes, 3, as the primary drivers of evolutionary innovation. Collectively, these studies correspondence, Babinus, at, Whitney, .ufl, .edu 1 Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience, University of Florida, 9505 Ocean Shore Boulevard, St. Augustine, FL 32080. USA. Full list of author information is available at the end of the article. Suggest that novel genes can be generated in several ways, including, duplication and divergence of conserved genes, RNA-mediated duplication retroposition, exon shuffling missplicing of RNA and other modifications to coding sequence, horizontal transfer of genes from other taxa, de novo evolution of an open reading frame in previously non-coding sequence, and overprinting, that is, transcription from multiple reading frames in the same gene, 1, 2, 4. Indeed, this diversity of mechanisms underlying the generation of new coding sequence has led to the suggestion that novel genes are generated with copyright sign, 2016 Babinus et al. Open access. This article is distributed under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License, http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0/which permits unrestricted use, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided you give appropriate credit to the original author, S, and the source, provide a link to the Creative Commons license, and indicate if changes were made. The Creative Commons Public Domain Dedication Waiver, http://creativecommons.org/public-domain/0/1.0/, applies to the data made available in this article, unless otherwise stated. Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114. High frequency across lineages, 5. In support of this, approximately 10-20% of the genes in all sequenced genomes, as of 2010, comprise novel taxonomically restricted genes, 6, 7. But the putative role of these abundant novel genes in driving evolutionary innovation is far from clear. A recent study of Drosophilids demonstrated that equally large proportions of novel, Drosophila-specific, and conserved genes, 30% of each, were critical for viability, supporting the idea that recently evolved genes can be essential to the biology of the organism. 8. Several additional studies provide support for novel taxonomically restricted genes in generating lineage-specific morphological features, for example, 9-13, but surprisingly, most of these studies have identified only few novel genes to be contributing to the novel morphological trait of interest. Thus, despite their focus on the role of novel genes in the evolution of a novel trait, these studies actually reveal that the majority of the genes involved in evolutionary innovation are conserved. One challenge to studies of evolutionary novelty is the identification of a truly novel tissue to use as a model, 14, 15. Additionally, limited availability of data from closely related taxa means that many genes identified as novel may actually reflect sparse taxon sampling. Poor tissue sampling may pose an even bigger problem, leading to a general overestimation of the value of novel genes in the evolution of novel tissues merely because no other tissues were sampled. In fact, only few studies have explicitly examined the abundance and distribution of novel genes across cell tissue types, 12, 16, 17, and their results regarding the importance of novel genes have been conflicting. Cnidarians have become a valuable model for the evolution of novelty because they possess an unequivocal example of a single-celled novelty, the cnidocyte, stinging cell. Cnidocytes are complex sensory effector cells that exhibit significant morphological diversity across cnidarians. For a review of cnidocyte diversity, see 18. Used primarily in prey capture and defense, cnidocytes are abundant in the tentacles, which are the primary feeding apparatus of cnidarians. Among anthozoans, for example, corals and sea anemones, one of the notable synapomorphies is the presence of mesenteries, 19, 20, multifunctional internal tissues of mixed developmental origin, endodermal and ectodermal, that contain gonadal and digestive cells as well as a diverse repertoire of other cell types, including cnidocytes. During feeding, the mesenteries become apposed to ingested prey items, presumably enabling the use of their cnidocytes and ectodermal gland cells to assist in immobilization digestion of prey tissues, 21. The mesenteries of sea anemones in the superfamily Metridioidea, 22, are modified to include thread-like distal extensions called a concha, which are replete with cnidocytes. Interestingly, the suite, page 2 of 22, of cnidocytes that populate the acontia can be distinct from that of the mesenteries, their tissue of origin, 23. While cnidarians may superficially appear simple, they clearly exhibit tissue-specific distributions of cell types resulting in a surprisingly high level of morphological complexity. Nematostella victensis, the starlet sea anemone, has emerged as an important model for diverse studies of cellular and molecular biology, 24, yet one of the most intriguing tissues in this animal remains largely unstudied, the nematosomes. First described by Stevenson in 1935, 25, nematosomes are an enigmatic free-floating tissue that circulates through the gastrovascular cavity, additional file 1, in adult sea anemones, occasionally coming to rest along the internal surface of the body wall, figure 1a, 26, 27. The presence of nematosomes in N. victensis, Mil Edwardsa Polaris, later N. Polaris, and Mil Edwardsa Nathorstii, later N. Nathorstii, and their absence in other members of the Edwardsiidae led to the early designation of the nematosomes as the defining apomorphy of the genus Nematostella, 25, 28-30, as cited by 31, 32. Despite this, little is known about the biology of this tissue. Nematosomes are small, multicellular masses of cells comprised largely of cnidocytes, figure 1b, and, like the acontia of Metridoidean cnidarians, nematosomes are derivatives of the mesenteries, 31. Given the critical role of cnidocytes in the feeding behavior of sea anemones, early hypotheses of nematosome function suggested a role for this novel tissue in facilitating immobilization of ingested prey, 27, 32. Yet support for this hypothesis has been inconclusive, 33. Histological studies of nematosomes confirmed that this tissue lacks gland cells, leading to the conclusion that nematosomes play no role in digestion, 33. But provided no convincing alternative function and no further information about the cell types present in these structures. The observation of abundant nematosomes in the jelly matrix surrounding the spawned egg masses, 26, 34, led to a hypothesized role in protection of the developing embryos, yet, this hypothesis, too, has received mixed support, 33, 35. The long history of conflicting results regarding the putative function of nematosomes even led to the hypothesis that nematosomes play no role at all in the biology of N. victensis, 33, ultimately relegating the diagnostic morphological feature of the genus Nematostella merely to an intriguing curiosity. Nematosomes are thought to develop continuously throughout the adult life of N. victensis, albeit at a rate influenced by some undefined mechanism, making them a tractable model for understanding patterning and identity in an adult tissue. Since nematosomes are restricted only to the genus Nematostella, that is, they have no phylogenetic homologs, and they are found only in adult polyps, that is, they have no serial homologs, these unique. Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114, page 3 of 22. Figure 1. Nematosomes in N. victensis are a live image of a young adult polyp, 10 tentacle stage, several nematosomes, N. arrows are visible at rest along the internal surface of the body wall near the insertions of the mesenteries, M. arrowheads. The pharynx, P. and tentacles, T. are also visible by dic optical section of an isolated nematosome. Structures are an unequivocal example of a phenotypic tissue level novelty, 36, 37. Whether this novel tissue expresses novel genes and cell types, however, is unknown. Herein, we, assess the function of this tissue by explicitly testing existing hypotheses from the literature, examine the morphology of this tissue for evidence of novel cell types, characterize the gene expression profile of the nematosomes, using RNA-seq, and, test hypotheses about the contribution of novel genes to novel structures by evaluating the distribution of novel and conserved genes in nematosomes and other tissues. Together, our results confirm that nematosomes comprise more than just a mass of sloughed cnidocytes and provide support for a novel role for this tissue in the innate immune system of N. victensis. We further report that Nematostella-specific genes are indeed overrepresented in this Nematostella-specific tissue, but these novel genes also comprise a large proportion of the upregulated transcripts across tissues, suggesting that novel genes may play important roles in the tissue-specific biology of all tissues. Results: nematosome development. Nematosomes first appear in the body cavity of N. victensis near the onset of reproductive maturity, after development of the ciliated tracts of the mesenteries. Personal observations. Although material can be observed circulating through the body cavity of small polyps before maturation, additional file 2a, this material is largely unicellular and does not contain cnidocytes. Similar material can be seen circulating through the cavity of adult polyps, additional file 2b. but a comparison of the size of these particles with the nematosomes that also circulate in the cavity of adults makes clear that the former are not nematosomes. As Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114, noted by previous studies, nematosomes form by budding from the ectodermal, cnidocyte-rich, portion of the mesenteries, 31. Here, we demonstrate that nematosomes bud from regions of the mesenteries that are already rich in mature cnidocyte capsules, figure 2a, b, and the presence of cells in S phase, labeled by EDU, figure 2c, suggests that the process of budding involves proliferation of the cells around the mature cnidocytes. Two pieces of evidence suggest that nematosome budding occurs only after completion of cnidocyte development. First, proliferative cells cannot be detected in this tissue. Despite the many thousands of nematosomes we assayed, N equals 4 independent experiments on juvenile polyps or N equals 3 independent experiments on egg masses, each representing thousands of nematosomes per experiment, we have observed only 3 nematosomes with proliferative cells, additional file 3a. These results suggest new cells, cnidocytes or any other cell types are not being made in the nematosomes after they leave the mesentery. Second, our attempts to identify developing cnidocytes directly have all failed. Using TEM, we have identified developing cnidocytes in the page 4 of 22, tentacle ectoderm from their unusual appearance, figure 2d, but have never seen developing cnidocytes in thin sections from nematosomes, for example, figures 5 and 6. Also, using antibodies directed against 3 different minicollagens, MICL 1, 3, and 4, which are known to label only developing cnidocytes, 38. We demonstrate that early planular stage embryos have abundant developing cnidocytes throughout the ectoderm while nematosomes assayed at the same time with the same antibodies, do not, figure 2 e.g., in concert with the previous observation that nematosomes appear to lack cells expressing minicollagen RNA, 39. These data suggest that nematosomes are shed from distinct regions of the mesenteries only after their cellular complement has been determined. Nematosomes subdue prey. To test the hypothesis that nematosomes are essentially non-functional waste material sloughed from the mesenteries, 33, we assessed the capacity of nematosomes to subdue prey. To do this, we isolated live nematosomes from freshly spawned egg masses and concentrated them. Figure 2 nematosome budding are clusters of cnidocytes. White arrows are visible in the ectodermal mesentery before budding. The black arrow indicates a cluster in a different focal plane. Dart B, a later stage in the budding process showing the abundance of mature cnidocytes. Green. 143 M. Dapi, as the nematosome begins to protrude from the mesentery epithelium C proliferative nuclei. Red. 100 MEDU are visible in the basal region of the epithelium, between and below the cnidocytes, white arrows. Proliferation also occurs outside of the budding zone, black arrows DA developing cnidocyte from tentacle ectoderm, white arrows indicate the cnidocyst tubule which develops outside of and around the cnidocyst capsule, black arrow E. G. Immunohistochemistry performed in early planular stage embryos reveals abundant developing cnidocytes labeled with anti-MICL-1, anti-MICL-3, or anti-MICL-4 antibodies, yellow. Nematosomes incubated at the same time in the same aliquot of each antibody lack staining, insets, the number of tissues, embryos or nematosomes observed to have MICL plus cells is indicated. The blastopore of each embryo is indicated by for orientation. All scale bars represent 10 meters unless otherwise specified. Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114. In a small amount of 1/3x filtered seawater, FSW, in a small glass dish, when recently hatched brine shrimp, Artemia salina, were introduced into the dish with the nematosomes, the shrimp became immobilized almost immediately, additional file 4. At a rate consistent with the rate at which these animals are subdued by the tips of the tentacles in an adult N. victensis polyp, additional file 5. By contrast, 1/3xFSW alone failed to have any adverse effect on the shrimp, additional file 6. High magnification images taken at the end of the experiment reveal the presence of nematosome clusters adhering to the exoskeletons of the subdued shrimp, figure 3a, and at even higher magnification, discharged cnidocysts can be seen penetrating the exoskeleton, figure 3b. Likewise, a highly magnified image of an individual nematosome reveals the presence of multiple discharged cnidocysts, figure 3c. These data confirm that nematosomes possess the ability to subdue prey and that this is a result of cnidocyte firing. Nematosomes, more than just cnidocytes. Nematosomes have previously been reported to contain two of the three cnidocyte types found in N. victensis, Bassetrichus haplinums, Bassetriches, and Microbasic mastigophores, 26. We find both of these cells types in abundance across nematosomes, figure 4a. Only a single spirocyte has been observed among the thousands of nematosomes we examined, additional file 3b. To determine if other cell types, beyond mature cnidocytes, might be present in nematosomes, we counted nuclei, figure 4b, and cnidocyst capsules, figure 4c, in two independent samples of nematosomes, each spanning the range of nematosome size. N equals 66 and N equals 41 nematosomes, respectively. Both the total number of nuclei and the number of cnidocyst capsules increase linearly with size over the range of nematosomes examined. Page 5 of 22. Figure 4d, nuclei R2 equals 0.82, cnidocytes R2 equals 0.67, p. 0.001, but these relationships differ in slope. Nuclei, 4.07, cnidocytes, 1.34. Because nematosomes do not contain developing cnidocytes, figure 2, these relationships suggest two things. First, all nematosomes have more nuclei than cnidocyst capsules and, therefore, must contain non-cnidocyte cells, and second, that large nematosomes contain more non-cnidocyte cells than do small nematosomes. Nematosome apical morphology is marked by abundant sensory cones. In addition to cnidocytes, nematosomes are known to have abundant motile cilia, 25, 26, although the nature of the cell type from which these cilia emerge has not been examined. Using fluorescence microscopy and an antibody directed against acetylated tubulin, we confirm the presence of abundant cilia emerging from each isolated nematosome, figure 5a. Quantitative comparisons of cilium length, figure 5b, reveal the presence of two distinct types. Type I cilia are short, averaging 4.50 plus 0.81 meters in length, figure 5a, white arrowhead, while type II cilia are nearly four times as long, 19.84 plus 1.71 meters in length, figure 5a, white arrow. Double labeling with phalloidin to detect F-actin, indicates the presence of numerous actin-rich apical cones, figure 5a, black arrowhead, previously described in tentacle epithelia of N. victensis, 40-42. Using field emission scanning electron microscopy, FESM, we confirm the presence of at least two types of apical cones, associated with cilia of different length, figure 5c. Type I cones have abundant short stereocilia organized into concentric whorls, figure 5d, white arrow, from which a short, type I, cilium emerges, 43. By contrast, type II cones are composed of a single ring of stereocilia connected by intercilary links, figure 5e, black arrow, from which type II cilia emerge. Both types of figure 3 live nematosomes are capable of subduing brine shrimp, Artemia salina, see also additional file 4, aggregates of nematosomes, arrowheads, are attached to subdued brine shrimp B. Higher magnification reveals the presence of two spent cnidocysts, arrows, protruding from the exoskeleton of the shrimp C. A high magnification image of an isolated nematosome reveals two spent cnidocysts, white arrows. Black arrow indicates a spent cnidocyst in another focal plane. All scale bars represent 10 meters unless otherwise specified. Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114, page 6 of 22. Figure 4 Nematosomes comprise multiple cell types or a single dick optical section through an isolated nematosome in which two types of cnidocyte are abundant, Bacitrichus isoresus, B, characterized by a thin shaft extending nearly the full length of the capsule, and microbasic P. mastigophores, M, which have a thick shaft that extends only half the length of the capsule and has a distinctive V-shaped notch, 18. Ciliary cones are visible, arrows, at the apex of two mastigophores and several long cilia, arrowheads, can be seen emerging from the perimeter of the tissue B. A 3D rendering of a confocal Z stack through a nematosome indicating nuclei, labeled with 1M DAPI, green. Nuclei in cnidocytes often appear semi-lunar in shape, arrows, as they conform to the shape of the cnidocyst capsule. See a 3D rendering of a confocal Z stack through another single nematosome showing the presence of abundant mature cnidocytes, labeled with 143 mdapi, blue D the numbers of nuclei, an indicator of total cell number, closed circles and cnidocytes, open circles. In individual nematosomes increase as a function of nematosome diameter, but these relationships differ across the range of nematosomes studied. Nuclei slope 2.72, cnidocyte slope 1.34, p 0.001 and cover. All scale bars represent 10 meters. Ciliary cones were abundant in nematosomes of all sizes. Thin sections indicate that type I ciliary cones are found at the apex of cnidocytes, while cells with type II ciliary cones are often found adjacent to cnidocytes, figure 5f. In a cell type that shares morphological features with the previously described cnidocyte support cells, 44, figure 6c, inset, confirming the capacity of nematosomes to phagocytose various types of particles. Together, these data provide the first evidence of phagocytotic capacity in nematosomes and suggest nematosomes may play a role in clearing the gastrovascular cavity of foreign particles. Constructing the nematosome transcriptome. Phagocytes, a new cell identified among nematosomes. Using TEM, we also identify an additional cell type in nematosomes with the morphology of a phagocyte. Thin sections reveal the abundance of large vacuolated cells in the periphery of an individual nematosome, figure 6a, black arrows. High magnification imaging of one of these peripheral cells, figure 6b, reveals vesicles with the morphology of lysosomes, primary endosomes, and mature endosomes, multivesicular bodies, all within 1-2m of the apical membrane. Consistent with the components of the endocytotic pathway in anthozoans, 45. Additionally, live nematosomes readily engulfed FITC-labeled heat-inactivated E. coli, figure 6c, and FITC-labeled latex beads. One of the advantages of working with Envictensis is the availability of genomic resources, including a publicly available reference genome, 46, and several independent sources of transcriptome data, for example, 47, 48. However, tissue-specific transcriptome data are lacking and there have been no efforts to explicitly sequence the nematosomes. Considering the small size of the nematosomes and the fact that their abundance varies widely across individuals and throughout the year, 26, 35, it is likely that this tissue was not well represented in previous transcriptome studies. To gain insight into the molecular profile of nematosomes, we sequenced the complete set of transcripts expressed in the nematosomes and compared the Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114, page 7 of 22. Figure 5 ciliary structures on the surface of a nematosome. A double labeling of F-actin, phalloidin, red, and acetylated tubulin, green, indicates the presence of dense actin-rich apical cones, black arrowhead, and two types of cilia, type I, short, white arrowhead, and type II, long, white arrow. B cilium length differs significantly between type I and type II cilia, ANOVA, p. 0.001c. Numerous ciliary cones of different morphologies, arrows, are visible among the abundant microvilli covering the surface of a nematosome D-type I. Ciliary cones, white arrows in A, are wide, assembled from multiple layers of stereocilia, white arrow, and surround a short central kinocilium, K. Indicates the distal tip of the cilium. E-type II ciliary cones are narrow and are composed of a single layer of stereocilia, black arrow, that surround a long kinocilium. F. A thin section reveals the relationship of the ciliary cones and their underlying cell types. Higher magnification, inset, shows a type I ciliary cone, white arrow, at the apex of a cnidocyte, CN, and a type II ciliary cone, black arrow, at the apex of a cell type with sub-apical vesicles of various size and electron density immediately adjacent to the cnidocyte. All scale bars represent 10 meters unless otherwise specified. Expression profile of this tissue with that of the mesenteries, from which nematosomes arise, and the tentacles, another cnidocyte-rich tissue. All three tissues, nematosomes, mesenteries, and tentacles, were collected from adult polyps and sequenced in triplicate using Illumina technology, resulting in over 100 paired end 100 BP reads per tissue. In order to identify novel, that is, nematostella-specific, transcripts with confidence, we chose to avoid the use of published gene models, since ab initio gene predictors may be biased toward identifying conserved sequences, and instead to assemble a reference transcriptome de novo, using reads from all three tissues and the de novo assembler trinity, 49, 50. Erroneous assembly of numerous transcript isoforms is a common problem with de novo assemblers and a challenge to producing reliable differential expression results, 51. To avoid interpretation of these assembly errors as novel sequences, we aim to minimize the number of assembled transcripts. To this end, we evaluated three reference transcriptomes assembled using different methods, a full transcriptome, TR333942, was assembled from the complete set of reads from all three replicates of all three tissues trimmed for adapters and low quality bases using Trim-O-Matic, 52, a second transcriptome, TR118377, was assembled from all the trimmed reads from single replicate of each tissue, and a third transcriptome, NVEC-RET-32743, was assembled from a single replicate of each tissue after trimming and subjecting reads to error correction using all paths LG, 53. All raw reads and the three transcriptomes assembled from them have been deposited in the European Nucleotide Archive, Project Accession, PRJEB-13676, Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114, page 8 of 22. Figure 6. Phagocytes in nematosomes. A thin section of a nematosome showing four cnidocytes, white arrowheads, and at least five cells with abundant apical vacuoles, black arrows. B. At higher magnification, several organelles are visible, MVB, multivesicular body, LI, lysosome-like vesicle, and N, endosome-like vesicle. C. An optical section through a single nematosome showing subsurface localization of fluorescently labeled E. coli, white arrows, and latex beads, inset. To evaluate the quality of our three transcriptomes, we first examined each for the number of transcripts and open reading frames, OFFs, they generated. To minimize the number of spurious OFF predictions, we used the default settings in Transdecoder, http://transdecoder.github.io/, which limits predictions to only those sequences with an OFF, 100 amino acids, AA, in length. We further examined the number of expressed transcripts by mapping our complete set of reads back to each reference transcriptome using BOTI2, 54. Aligned reads were then counted with the multi-BAM CoV utility in bed tools, 55. Finally, we examined each transcriptome for completeness with sigma, 56, which uses BLAST to search a set of 248 conserved eukaryotic genes against each assembled transcriptome. Sigma scores represent the percent of the 248 conserved genes that were present in each assembly. Assemblies with higher sigma scores are considered to be more complete. The full transcriptome comprised 333,942 transcripts, but only 9% of these, 29,690 transcripts, encoded OFFs, 100AA, Table 1, suggesting the majority of the assembled transcripts are very short. Additionally, each OFF encoding transcript produced an average of 4.6 unique OFFs. While this resulted in 135,213 total predicted OFFs, the majority of these putative proteins, 55%, 74,503 transcripts, were estimated to have no expression, total count, 2 across tissues. Together, these data suggest that TR-333,942 does indeed contain a large number of erroneously assembled transcripts. However, this assembly also had the highest sigma score, as 242/248, 98%. Conserved eukaryotic genes from the sigma database were present in this transcriptome. Thus, TR-333,942 is useful for identifying complete transcript sequences but not for assaying differential expression across tissues. The transcriptome assembled from one trimmed replicate of each tissue, TR-118,377, produced 118,377 transcripts, 16% of which, 19,461 transcripts, encoded long OFFs. This assembly, therefore, resulted in fewer erroneously assembled short transcripts than TR-333,942. However, those 19,461 transcripts produced 77,877 predicted OFFs, which equates to an average of approximately 4 unique OFFs per transcript. Like TR-333,942, TR-118,377 was characterized by a large number of sequences, 28,975 transcripts, with no expression and also a very high sigma score, making this transcriptome also useful for identifying complete transcript sequences but not expression analyses. Finally, the reference transcriptome assembled from trimmed error-corrected reads from a single replicate of each tissue, NVEC Ref 32743, produced 32,743 transcripts, most of which, 53%, 17,346 transcripts, encoded long OFFs and produced only 1.6 OFFs per transcript. This resulted in 27,511 total predicted OFFs, 37% of which, 10,198 transcripts, were estimated to have no expression. The completeness of this reduced transcriptome was lower than either TR-333,942 or TR-118,377, 83% versus 98.97%, suggesting that error correction limited our ability to assemble full-length transcripts. As an additional measure of assembly quality, we explicitly examined mapping concordance percent of curated reads that mapped back to the NVEC Ref 32743 assembly, following trimming and error correction, Table 2. Over 75% of the reads from each sample mapped back to our reference assembly and error correction increased this number considerably, average 8.6% increase in concordance. Given these metrics of assembly quality and our goal of confidently assembling truly novel transcripts, we chose to use NVEC Ref 32743 assembled from trimmed error-corrected reads as our reference transcriptome for differential expression and Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114, page 9 of 22. Table 1 comparison of transcriptome assembly statistics trimmed only, N equals 3 reps tissue, trimmed only, N equals 1 rep tissue. Transcriptome name, TR333942, TR118377, NVEC ref 32743, assembled transcripts 333942, 118377, 32743, transcripts with predicted OR FSB, 29690, 9%, 19461, 16%, 17346, 53%, predicted OR FSC, 135213, 4.6x, 77877, 4x, 27511, 1.6x, ORFs with no expression, 74503, 55%, 28975, 37%, 10198, 37%, Sigma score, complete, E, 242/248, 98%, 241/248, 97%, 207/248, 83%, Sigma score partial, 245/248, 99%, 245/248, 99%, 231/248, 93%, D, trim plus error correction, N equals 1 rep tissue, total number of contigs assembled using Trinity, 49, 50B open reading frames, OFFs, 100 amino acids, AA, in length were predicted using transdecoder, http://transdecoder.github.io. See the average number of ORFs predicted from each transcript is listed in parentheses D. Total number of transcripts with at least one ORF and abundance estimated at 2 counts in at least one of the 3 sample tissues. Counts were assayed using bed tools, 55. Sigma scores are listed as percent of the 248 conserved eukaryotic genes that form the Sigma database, 56, that were present in the indicated transcriptome. Scores for complete and partial sequences are indicated. Orthology analyses. Our differential expression and qPCR analyses, see below, confirm that NVEC ref 32742 accurately represents the distribution of transcripts across tissues, supporting our decision to take this conservative approach. To ensure all assembled transcripts in our reference transcriptome were from NVEC-tensis, we used the program Alien Index, https://github.com/joseph-ryan/alien_index, to identify putative foreign contaminating transcripts. From the assembled transcriptome of 32,743 transcripts, we identified 82 sequences of potential foreign origin and examined each manually using BLASTn in the published NVEC-tensis genome. Those sequences with alien index scores greater than 0, that is, with a high likelihood of foreign origin, N equals 82 sequences, available in additional file 7, that also had high quality BLAST hits in the genome, 70% identity and 200 BP in length, N equals 45 sequences, were retained for further analysis. All other sequences were considered putative contaminants, N equals 37 sequences, and were removed. See summary of alien index analysis in additional file 8. In summary, our cleaned reference transcriptome consisted of 32,706 NVEC-tensis transcripts which encoded 17,313 predicted ORFs, 2,150 of which lack models in the published JGI database, Table 3, Additional File 8. Our goals for differential expression and orthology analyses were threefold. First, We wanted to generate a molecular profile of the nematosomes by describing the types of genes expressed in this tissue with a specific focus on any novel transcripts that might have been missed in previous sequencing projects. Second, we wanted to explicitly test the hypothesis that the nematosome transcriptome comprises a subset of the genes expressed in the mesenteries, from which nematosomes arise, and further, that nematosomes share more genes in common with the mesenteries than with the tentacles. Third, we aim to evaluate the hypothesis that nematostella-specific genes are restricted to, or overrepresented in, this novel tissue. Nematosomes are molecularly distinct from mesenteries and tentacles. We used principal components analysis to assess variation among replicates and across tissues. While variation was highest among the nematosome samples, all three tissues, Table 2 error correction increases the mapping concordance for transcriptome VEC ref 32,743 samplier raw reads, paired, reads remaining after trimming, reads remaining after trimming and error correction, reads alignate, trimmed only, reads aligned, trimmed and error corrected, M3, 49,390,203. 49,377,414, 46,888,223, 39,768,569, 81%, 43,249,696, 92%, M4, 47,477,373, 47,466,721, 44,704,490, 36,255,081, 76%, 39,339,951, 88%, Ms. 26,632,325, 26,615,206, 25,785,788, 24,435,421, 92%, 24,380,462, 95%, N1, 47,788,007, 47,770,601, 44,558,275, 36,611,388, 77%, 39,656,864, 89%, N2, 53,500,454, 53,483,271, 50,693,980, 42,513,852, 79%, 45,609,374, 90%, NEM, 20,135,090, 20,073,479, 19,174,413, 17,995,873, 90%, 17,834,121, 93%, T3, 47,683,996, 47,670,541, 44,585,027, 27,963,673, 77%, 39,854,556, 89%, T4, 50,314,893, 50,300,293, 47,474,608, 40,154,724, 80%, 43,557,953, 92%, 10, 21,803,901, 21,788,366, 20,983,324, 19,474,441, 89%, 19,384,395, 92%, A, samples M3, M4, MES are from mesenteries, N1, N2, NEM are from nematosomes, T3, T4, 10 are from tentacles. B, trimming was performed using Trim-O-Matic, 52 C, error correction was performed using the error correct reads utility from all paths LG, 53. Dark D, alignments were performed using BOTI 2, 54. Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114, page 10 of 22. Table 3, reference transcriptome VEC ref 32,743. Statistics, total number of raw reads pooled for de novo assembly, 137,142,632. Assembled transcripts, 32,743. Transcripts remaining after alien index analysis, 32,706. Transcripts encoding an ORF, 100 AA in length, 27,511. Transcripts with non-zero expression and ORF, 100 AA, 17,313. New transcripts, not predicted from the genome, 2,150. Mean transcript length in BP, N equals 32, 706 stroke 17, 313, 1.058 stroke 1, 646, N50 in BP, N equals 32, 706 stroke 17, 313, 1.919 stroke 2, 282, GC content, N equals 32, 706 stroke 17, 313, 44.56%, 45.5%. Formed distinct clusters along the first two components, figure 7a, confirming that variation among tissues exceeds variation among replicates and that the expression profiles of our three tissues are indeed distinct. To examine differences in gene expression across tissues, we performed hierarchical clustering based on fold change expression differences in variance stabilized count data using DSEQ 2, 57, see additional file 9 for statistical methods. For this study, we consider only those transcripts with 2, log 2, fold change differences between tissues with a false discovery rate of 0.05 as differentially expressed. While numerous transcripts had largely ubiquitous expression across tissues, we also identified clusters of transcripts that were highly expressed exclusively in the nematosomes and clusters of transcripts with high expression in either mesenteries or tentacles, figure 7b. To validate our differential expression patterns, we examined the expression of several transcripts found to be upregulated in the nematosomes using qPCR in independent samples, n equals 3, of each tissue. We randomly selected 20 transcripts from the set of 528 transcripts identified as being upregulated in nematosomes for quantitative PCR analysis. 19 of these 20 transcripts exhibited significantly lower expression, 2. Figure 7, expression analyses in 3 envictensis tissues, a principal components plot indicating variation within and among tissue types. PC1 describes 57% of the variation among tissues and PC2 describes 34% in the top 1000 expressed transcripts. B, heat map indicating gene expression, variance stabilized counts, of the top 1000 expressed transcripts. Transcripts are clustered using the Ward's D method, see additional file 9, warmer colors indicate higher expression. Dotted lines indicate clusters with ubiquitous expression across tissues, the arrow indicates a cluster with high expression in nematosomes only. and arrowheads indicate clusters with high expression in only mesenteries or tentacles. See 19 out of 20 transcripts identified by RNA. Seq as being significantly upregulated in nematosomes relative to both other tissues were also found to have significantly lower expression in the mesenteries and tentacles, relative to nematosomes, using qPCR. Expression of NV2643 in the tentacles, indicated by, is not significantly different from zero. Dotted lines indicate 2, log 2, fold change in expression between nematosomes and the other tissues. Mean plus or minus SD. Babinus et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114. Log 2 fold lower, in both the mesenteries and tentacles relative to the nematosomes, figure 7c. Together, these data suggest that our approach was effective at identifying differentially expressed transcripts across tissues. Lineage-specific genes are overrepresented in nematosomes, and all tissues. To characterize the types of transcripts upregulated in each tissue, we performed orthology analysis, 58, 59, and assayed the distribution of transcripts of different taxonomic origins in each tissue. Specifically, we examined the distribution of nematostella-specific genes, genes found only in representatives of the Edwardsiidae, genes found only among anthozoans, those found only among cnidarians, and conserved genes shared across metazoans. See methods for a description of the specific taxa included in each orthology group. In the complete dataset, 17,313 ORF-encoding transcripts, the largest proportion of transcripts, 60%, 10,413 transcripts, grouped with orthologs from across metazoa, whereas nematostella-specific transcripts comprised only 16% of the dataset. 2,792 transcripts, figure 8a. A previous study estimated the number of nematostella-specific genes to comprise approximately 11% of the genome, 7, suggesting our efforts to assemble a reference transcriptome de novo was an effective method for identifying additional predictor genes. Page 11 of 22. Conserved metazoan transcripts represented a smaller proportion of the upregulated genes in all tissues, figure 8bd, than in the whole dataset. Figure 8a. Of the 528 transcripts found to be upregulated specifically in nematosomes, 2 log 2 fold higher expression in nematosomes relative to both other tissues, only 32%, 170 transcripts, grouped with orthologs from diverse metazoans. Nematostella-specific transcripts comprised 26% of the upregulated genes from nematosomes, 135 transcripts, and fully 68% of the transcripts in the upregulated genes in this dataset were cnidarian-specific, figure 8b. This pattern was conserved across tissues, with nematostella-specific genes comprising 26% of the upregulated genes from the mesenteries, figure 8c, and 30% of the tentacle dataset, figure 8d. And the majority of the transcripts in both mesenteries and tentacles, 63% and 74%, respectively, also grouping only with other cnidarian sequences. We further examined the subset of transcripts that were expressed uniquely in each tissue, figure 8eg, to test the hypothesis that nematostella-specific genes are expressed uniquely in a nematostella-specific tissue. Of the 528 upregulated transcripts in the nematosomes, figure 8b, 52 were found to be expressed uniquely in this tissue, figure 8e. The majority of these uniquely expressed genes, 65%, 34 transcripts, were indeed nematostella-specific but, surprisingly, 90%, 47 transcripts, of them grouped only with other cnidarian. Figure 8 analysis of taxon-restricted gene expression of 17,313 expressed transcripts identified in the study, approximately 16%, N equals 2,792 are nematostella-specific, 2%, 353 are Edwardsiidae-specific, 14%, N equals 2507 are anthazone specific, and 7%, N equals 1248 are cnidarian specific. The largest class of transcripts sequenced in the study, 60%, were found in at least one other group of metazones, N equals 10413, as compared with the complete set of expressed transcripts, BD. Differentially expressed transcripts were characterized by a higher proportion of nematostella-specific sequences, 26% in nematosomes and mesenteries, N equals 135/528 and N equals 154/585, respectively, and 31% in tentacles, N equals 378/1228. Shared metazone sequences comprised less than half of the differentially expressed transcripts in each of the three tissues, e.g. nematostella-specific sequences make up an even larger proportion of the uniquely expressed transcripts in each tissue, 65%, N equals 34/52, in the nematosomes, 50%, N equals 29/58, in the mesenteries, and 47%, N equals 140/296, in the tentacles. H among the differentially expressed transcripts, illustrated in BD, nematostella, specific sequences were more likely to be expressed in only a single tissue, 35%, N equals 203/667, than were pancnidarian sequences, illustrated in gray in panel A, 21%, N equals 344/1632, or shared metazone sequences, 9%, N equals 62/709. Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114. Sequences, genes expressed uniquely in both mesenteries and tentacles showed a similar pattern. Figure 8F, G. In the mesenteries, 50% were nematostella-specific and 88% cnidarian-specific, and in the tentacles 47% were nematostella-specific and 83% were cnidarian-specific. Thus, nematostella-specific transcripts comprise a larger proportion of the uniquely expressed transcripts in nematosomes, 65%, than in both other tissues, 50% in mesenteries, 47% in tentacles, but the largest number of nematostella-specific transcripts was expressed uniquely in the tentacles, 140 transcripts. Broadly, cnidarian-specific sequences dominate the set of differentially expressed transcripts in all tissues. Finally, we ignored tissue type and examined the proportion of transcripts from each orthology group expressed in one or more tissues, figure 8H. 30% of the differentially expressed nematostella-specific transcripts, 203/667 transcripts, were expressed only in a single tissue. By contrast, only 21% of the cumulative group of cnidarian-specific transcripts, 344/1632 transcripts, were expressed uniquely, as were only 9%, 62/709, of the conserved metazone transcripts, figure 8H. Together, these patterns provide further evidence that lineage-specific transcripts tend to be tissue-restricted, whereas conserved metazone transcripts tend to be expressed across multiple tissues. Functional annotation supports a role in immunity. To characterize the suite of differentially expressed genes from each tissue, we used gene ontology, GO, functional annotation implemented in R60, see additional file 10 for full GO reports. First, we examined the functional annotation of the 10 transcripts with the highest expression in each tissue, table 4. While nematosomes are characterized by transcripts with extracellular immune function, for example, Golgi autoantigen, hemicentin, thrombospondin, the highest expressed transcripts in mesenteries were almost exclusively digestive enzymes, for example, trypsin, chitinase. Intriguingly, highly expressed transcripts from tentacles tended to be unannotated sequences, although two sequences appear to be involved in vertebrate immunity, hemicentin and rhamnose binding lectin. These results are consistent with the role for the nematosomes in the immune biology of envictensis and also suggest, surprisingly, that the functional identity of the nematosomes may be more similar to that of the tentacles than to the mesenteries. To further explore these hypotheses, we identified the top 10 GO terms from nematosomes, for each GO category, molecular function, biological process, and cellular component, and compared the number of transcripts that map to each term across tissues, figure 9a. Two GO terms associated with potassium ion activity, MF, voltage-gated K+ channel activity, BP, K+ ion transmembrane transport, were found to be overrepresented in, page 12 of 22, nematosomes relative to both other tissues, figure 9a, white arrowheads, confirming the unique identity of this tissue and suggesting potentially novel cell physiology or cell signaling processes in this tissue. These analyses also revealed several GO terms that were common to nematosomes and tentacles but were absent from the mesenteries, figure 9a, black arrowheads, including terms associated with arachidonic acid metabolism, known for its important roles in cell signaling and inflammation, 61, 62. Overall, nematosomes were found to have 141 GO terms in common with mesenteries and 341 with tentacles, figure 9b, additional file 10. Finally, we assayed the set of aprigulated transcripts, N equals 528, from the nematosomes explicitly for genes associated with immunity using a reciprocal BLAST approach and a previously published database of stress genes from the envictensis genome. 63. This analysis revealed that over 20% of the transcripts found to be aprigulated in nematosomes, 22%, 116/528 transcripts, had reciprocal best blast hits with genes commonly associated with wound, pathogen, or chemical stresses, table 5, additional file 8. By comparison, only 17%, 101/585 transcripts, of the aprigulated transcripts from the mesenteries had significant hits in the stress database, and this value dropped to 13%, 161/1228 transcripts, for the tentacles. The stress categories wound and pathogen were associated with the most transcripts from each of the three tissues, but the distribution of transcripts annotated to these categories varied by tissue. Whereas transcripts associated with pathogen stress comprised the majority of the transcripts from nematosomes, 75%. Less than 70% of the transcripts from tentacles were associated with pathogen stress, and only 56% of the transcripts from mesenteries were associated with the stress category. Wound-associated transcripts comprised 33% and 37% of the transcripts from nematosomes and tentacles, respectively, and nearly 50% of the transcripts from mesenteries. In summary, several pieces of data point to a novel immune capacity for the nematosomes. Discussion evaluating the cell biology and function of nematosomes. Our data provide support for several previous hypotheses about the function of nematosomes, including their role in the prey capture and defense, and a novel potential role in the immune system of envictensis. In support of hand, 32, we confirm that the cnidocytes in nematosomes are capable of subduing prey, figure 3, additional file 4, and that this function results from the firing of their abundant cnidocytes. However, like Williams, 33, we find no evidence of gland cells in nematosomes, thus, our results are in conflict with the recent suggestion that the venom responsible for subduing prey derives from ectodermal. Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114, page 13 of 22. Table 4 FAM conserved domain analysis of the top expressed transcripts from each tissue. TRID. Nematosums NV270NV46, Grid JGIID, FAM CD, S, Description, capital M, 200,843 Myers and Tail 1, Cast, TPRMLP12, Mplasa Alf RCH, Golgi Autoantigen B1, capital N, 239,786 Cadherin, Uromodulin, NV1832C, Kalpanin Homology, CH, Domain, Spectrin Repeat, SMC Proc A, PRK02224, Atrophin, capital C, 246,793 Reprolazin, PEP-M12B Prepeptide, Adam Spacer 1 Superfamily, TSP1, FN3, ZNMC Superfamily, Adam CR Superfamily, ADAMTS, NV791, capital C, 27,059, Hemicentin Thrombospondin, NV126, capital C, 242,847 Na, uncharacterized, NV354, capital M, 119,733 Homeobox KN domain, PRK12,323 SOX CTAD superfamily, MEIS2 transcription factor, NV111, capital N, 200,034 Na, uromodulin, NV1971A, 96,874, FN3, TLD, MAM, F5F8 Typec, Iron Trans 2, Sidekick 2, Immunoglobulin, NV1874M, 21,107, PKD Channel, Reg, Plat Polycystin, PKD, GPS, F5F8 Typec, WSC, DUF 4271 Superfamily, Cation Channel, NV2, Capital M, 39,271, CSTO, PLA2C, Phospholipase A2, NV151, capital M, 205,229, FAR03307, DUF1943, VWD, Vitelogenin N, Vitelogenin Precursor, NV169, capital M, 180,912 CBM14, chitin binding protein, NV224, capital M, 168,629 GH18 chitolectin chitotriosidase, glyco-18, retinal, FAR03307, DUF2237 superfamily, chitinase, NV274, capital M, 109,239 ND2 superfamily, TRP-SPC, SR, chymotrypsin, NV174, capital M, 105,779 Atrophin 1, TRP-SPC, SHKT, chymotrypsin, NV158, capital N, 246,653 LDLA, UPF0104 superfamily, Thymo45KD70KD, uncharacterized membrane protein, NV215, mesenteries, NA, NV495, capital M, 15,302, matrix metalloprotease, ZNMC adamalazin II-like, reprolazin, PEP-M12B prepeptide, F5F8 type C, disintegrin, Adam size rich, TSP1, Fred superfamily, EB, ZNMC MMP, PG binding 1, SHKT, peptidase M10, NV9181M, ADP, ATP carrier protein, NV896, capital C, 98,917, ZNMC astacin like, SHK toxin domain, astacin, peptidase family M12A, prolyl-4-hydroxylase, matrix metalloprotease, NV302, capital C, NA, DNAAZF, GPS, TIG, glycohydro-17 superfamily, REG, egg jelly receptor, NV520, capital M, 120,496 PTKC, FN3, C, E2, kinase T, IGC2, FGF receptor C, NV146, capital M, 90,289, KBL-like, present ALA superfamily, BIOF, aminotransferase, NV886, capital M, 80,526, IG, IG superfamily, IG2 FGFR-like, IG superfamily, ISET, IG-like, IG, IGC2, immunoglobulin-like activity, NV94, capital C, 114,661 SOL, heme-binding protein, NV139, capital N, 122,916 GAL lectin, FYDLN acid superfamily, RAM-nose-binding lectin, NV325, capital M, 202,708 YTCA-like, aminohydrolase, NV219, capital M, 243,257 GLN synth C, GLN synth N, PLN02284, glutamine synthetase, NV326, capital N, 208,719 TSP1, WSC superfamily, hemicentin, NV162, tentacles, 246,069 mitocar, PTZ00169, capital N, 202,441 DUF 2,457, uncharacterized, a protein family, FAM, domains were identified from the EMBLEB database, http://pfam.xfam.org/, and conserved domains, CD, were identified from NCBI's conserved domain database, http://www.ncbi.nlm.ni.gov/structure/cdd/wrpsb.cgi. TRID internal transcript ID from NVEC Ref 32743 De Novo Assembly, Grid Orthology Group, N. Nematostellar specific, A. Anthozone specific, C. Cnidarian specific, M. Shared metazone, J. GIID protein ID from the JGI database, http://genome.jgi.psf/nemv1/nemv1home.html. Gland cells adjacent to the cnidocytes in N. vitensis, rather than the cnidocytes themselves, 64. As noted in the early descriptions of nematosomes, summarized in 32, spirocytes are absent from this tissue, so it is possible, though speculative, that ectodermal gland cells work in tandem with spirocytes, which is why both are abundant in the tentacles. Cnidocytes were once thought to behave as independent effectors responding autonomously to stimulus, 65. Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114, page 14 of 22, figure 9 gene ontology, GO, analyses of RNA-seq data, the top 10 GO terms from nematosomes for each GO category and the number of transcripts that map to them from other tissues. White arrowheads indicate GO terms unique, or nearly so, to nematosomes, and black arrowheads indicate GO terms shared only by nematosomes and tentacles. B. Venn diagram showing the number of GO terms shared among tissues. But subsequent studies have revealed that this behavior may be modulated by chemical and mechanical stimuli, 66, and by neuronal synaptic input, 67, 68. The ultrastructural data presented in Figure 5 suggest that nematosomes lack the sensory cell complexes necessary for mechanosensitization and neuronal modulation of cnidocyte discharge, 69, however. Certain types of cnidocyte support cell complexes are known to fire either as a result of physical contact alone or in response to combined physical and chemical stimuli, 70. Currently, We cannot discriminate between these two possibilities in nematosomes, but future studies aimed at localizing chemoreceptors in the putative nematosome support cells will provide important insight on this topic. Furthermore, the absence of neurons from nematosomes may suggest that this tissue has evolved a means to limit the firing response of their cnidocytes to only physical stimuli, perhaps as a means to maximize firing success while nematosomes are tumbling around in the gastrovascular cavity. Beyond the ability to subdue prey, we propose that nematosomes may also play a role in defense of the spawned egg masses. Unlike broadcast spawning species of sea anemone, Envictensis produces egg masses bound by a jelly matrix, 26, 34, 35. Although the lifespan of nematosomes is reported by some to be 21 H at room temperature, 25, we routinely observe living nematosomes embedded in the egg jelly as planula larvae begin to swim and emerge from the egg mass, 48 H after fertilization at 25 degrees C, see additional file 11 and 35. Considering this long lifespan and the proximity to the Table 5 abundance of candidate stress genes across tissues, nematosomes, mesenteries, tentacles, transcripts assayed, 528, 585, 1228, transcripts with reciprocal best hits in stress databaseb, 116, 22%, 101, 17%, 161, 13%, A, C, wound, N equals 741, 38, 33%, 46, 46%, 59, 37%, pathogen, N equals 1984, 87, 75%, 57, 56%, 109, 68%, chemical, N equals 187, 6, 2%, 9, 9%, 10, 6%, A, the complete set of upregulated transcripts for each tissue, B, database of putative stress-related transcripts identified by Rietzel et al., 63, for the categories, wound, pathogen, and chemical. For a list of genes in each tissue class, see additional file 8. C values represent the number percent of the transcripts with reciprocal best hits in the stress database that were associated with the indicated stressor. The sum of these values exceeds the number of transcripts with reciprocal best hits because some transcripts had equally high blast hits in two different stress categories. Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114. Developing embryos in the egg mass, nematosomes could reasonably play a role in defense of the spawned egg masses. Anecdotal observations of live killifish behavior also suggest that these potential predators may be deterred by cnidocyte discharge from the abundant nematosomes embedded in the jelly matrix. Adam Rietzel, PSCOM. Together, these data suggest that nematosomes are an important component of the ecology of Envictensis. Our data also suggest that nematosomes may play an important part in the immune system of Envictensis. Inflammation in cnidarians has been described as a global phagocytic response, 71, as translated by, 72. In support of this claim, the few previous studies of Anther's own immune function have demonstrated a dramatic increase in the number of mobile phagocytic cells following injury, 72, 73. Immune function has not been functionally characterized in Envictensis, but nematosomes might be an important reservoir for the phagocytes that comprise the putative inflammatory response in this species. Figure 6 demonstrates the propensity of cells in the nematosomes to engulf particles of various types, E. coli and latex beads, confirming the presence of phagocytes in this tissue. Furthermore, two of the top expressed transcripts in the nematosomes share homology with uromodulin, NV46 and NV111, a glycoprotein known to be involved in protein-protein interactions associated with the inflammatory response of mammals, 74, 75, and previously shown to be upregulated during wound healing in Envictensis, 76. Although the behavior of nematosomes during wound healing regeneration has not been studied, the presence of phagocytes suggests this tissue may play a role in clearing damaged tissue from a wound site. In this regard, it would be very interesting to determine if nematosomes aggregate at the site of a wound in N. vitensis. We show that nematosome size is associated with its cellular composition, figure 4D, while cnidocytes make up half of the cells present in small nematosomes, they comprise only 30% of the cells in large nematosomes. We have also shown that nematosomes do not typically contain proliferative cells and likely do not undergo growth after they leave the mesentery epithelium, meaning that nematosome size is determined during the development and budding processes. Given that larger nematosomes have more non-cnidocyte cells than smaller nematosomes, and that at least some of these cells are phagocytes, we suggest that both nematosome size and budding rate may correlate positively with the animal's perceived pathogen load. In this light, it would be interesting to raise N. vitensis polyps in the presence of antibiotics to determine if nematosome number decreases in this pathogen-free environment. We could further hypothesize that pathogen-related genes might, page 15 of 22, be upregulated in nematosomes from polyps exposed to higher pathogen loads. Toward a molecular identity of nematosomes, the data presented herein represent the first tissue-specific transcriptome data from N. vitensis, an important model for cell biology and development, and the first molecular description of the nematosomes. Using these molecular resources, we evaluated two hypotheses about evolutionary innovation in N. vitensis. First, because nematosomes bud from the mesenteries and contain the same two types of cnidocytes found in the mesenteries, basitriches and microbasic P. mastigophores, we hypothesized that the transcriptional profile of the nematosomes would constitute a subset of the transcripts expressed in the mesenteries. Differential expression, QPCR, and GO analyses independently verify the unique gene expression profile of the nematosomes, figures 7 and 8, and reinforce their putative role in immunity, figure 9, tables 4 and 5, but also suggest that nematosomes may have more cell types or cell functions in common with tentacles than with mesenteries. These similarities in gene expression between nematosomes and tentacles may reflect the relative abundance of cnidocytes in these tissues, suggesting this dataset will be important for identifying novel markers of cnidocyte and support cell identity. Additionally, because mesenteries give rise to new nematosomes, the genes responsible for specifying this novel tissue at the onset of its development must be among the mesentery-specific dataset. Future studies aimed at identifying these nematosome developmental genes would be extremely valuable in understanding the evolutionary and developmental origin of this novel tissue. Thus, using comparative transcriptomics, we reject the hypothesis that nematosomes are merely sloughed portions of the mesenteries and suggest that nematosomes constitute a novel tissue with a unique identity and have characteristics consistent with cell functions that have not yet been characterized in N. vitensis. The second hypothesis that we evaluated with these comparative transcriptome data was motivated by the assertion that lineage-specific genes are expected to be expressed in higher frequency in lineage-specific tissues, 577. Given that nematosomes are unique to the genus Nematostella, we expected Nematostella-specific genes to be overrepresented in the nematosomes, relative to the two other tissues, one of which is specific to anthozoans, mesenteries, and the other is specific to cnidarians, tentacles. We found that nematostella-specific genes comprised a larger proportion of the transcripts expressed uniquely in nematosomes than in either mesenteries or tentacles, but the largest number of nematostella-specific transcripts was expressed uniquely in the tentacles. These results can be interpreted in several. Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114, ways. First, the broader expression of conserved genes may simply reflect that a large proportion of the conserved genes we sequenced play a role in conserved functions that are common to all cells, that is, housekeeping functions. Second, this pattern could reflect that conserved genes are expressed in cell types common to all three tissues, yet this hypothesis is harder to support considering that the only cell types known to populate all three tissues are cnidocytes. A third possibility is that this pattern reflects a greater level of pleiotropy in older genes. Indeed, novel genes are thought to arise rapidly, 5, and have been shown by us and others to be uniquely expressed in adult tissues, for example, 12, 16, 77, whether these novel genes all acquire functions important for the phenotype of the tissue, however, is an unanswered question. Thus, despite the abundance of novel sequences produced, the percent of novel genes that actually take on a critical role in the biology of any given tissue may be relatively modest. Although uniquely expressed transcripts were dominated by nematostella-specific genes in all tissues, conserved metazone genes were among the top expressed transcripts from all three tissues, 3/10 in nematosomes, 8/10 in mesenteries, and 5/10 in tentacles, Table 4. These data are interesting in the context of two recent studies of the role of novel genes in the evolution of novel Hymenopteran social behaviors, 12, 77. Like us, Jasper et al., 12, found that the proportion of lineage-specific genes in honeybees varies only little across tissue types, but they suggest that the level of expression of these novel genes is responsible for driving the novel tissue identity. They show that the greatest proportion of gene expression in the venom stinger and hypopharyngeal glands, both tissues with novel functions in the honeybee, is attributable to transcription of novel genes, but the patterns they describe appear to be driven by the exorbitantly high expression of a single gene in each tissue. In our study, the nematosomes, the novel tissue, were characterized both by a larger proportion of nematostella-specific, novel, genes and a larger proportion of the top expressed genes were also found to be lineage-specific, pancnidarian. Are novel genes important? It is well established that both changes in gene regulation, 3/78, and changes in the coding sequences of conserved genes, 4, drive morphological innovation, but this does not preclude novel genes from also playing a critical role in this process. 5. In fact, there are several examples of novel proteins that are essential for defining the identity of the adult cell or tissue types, for example, venom components, 12, antimicrobial peptides, 79, and structural proteins like minicollagen, 80. Interestingly, these novel products are largely secreted proteins that appear, page 16 of 22, to have been incorporated into the terminus of an existing gene regulatory network. From an evolutionary perspective, the simplest way to link a novel protein into an existing regulatory network involves the smallest number of connections between the novel gene and the other components of the network, 81. And this network connectivity issue may explain why duplicated genes at the ends of pathways may be maintained at a higher rate than duplicated transcription factors, 13, 37. In the context of this study, nematostella-specific transcripts expressed uniquely in the nematosomes that encode secreted or structural peptides may well have a critical role in dictating the function or phenotype of this novel tissue. Conclusions: cnidarian genome projects have revealed surprising levels of gene conservation between cnidarians and bilaterians. Despite this, cnidarians have several cell and tissue types that are not found in other taxa. This study confirms that a novel tissue, nematosomes, plays an important role in the biology of envictensis and reveals, for the first time, that this novel tissue has a unique gene expression profile that differentiates it from its tissue of origin. Considering there are only 3-4 cell types present in this tissue, this unique molecular profile of nematosomes must be associated with the identity of only few cell types. Nematosomes, therefore, provide a valuable opportunity to evaluate the relationship between the expression of novel genes and the evolution of novel cell and tissue functions. Rather than being intriguing curiosities, Novelties provide a unique opportunity to evaluate the mechanisms of evolution that result in the origin of new structures and have ultimately contributed to the morphological and genomic diversity exhibited in the animal kingdom. Methods CNIDOCYTE discharge assay. For discharge assays, live nematosomes were isolated from recently spawned egg masses using a modified protocol for isolating eggs from the egg jelly, 82. Egg jelly was dissolved by gentle shaking in 4% cysteine, in 1/3 XFSW, for 20 minutes at 25 degrees C in a 15 milliliter conical vial. Eggs were allowed to settle to the bottom of the conical vial and the supernatant containing the nematosomes was removed immediately and filtered first through a 70-meter nylon mesh strainer, BD Falcon 352,350, to remove debris and then through a 10-meter nylon mesh filter, Millipore NY1002,500, to collect nematosomes. Isolated nematosomes were washed in 3-5 changes of 1/3 XFSW before use. To determine if the CNIDOCYTES in nematosomes are capable of firing, live nematosomes were isolated and then concentrated in a small glass dish. Recently hatched brine shrimp, Acelina, were then introduced. Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114. Into this dish and their behavior was digitally recorded with a Canon digital camera mounted on Zeiss Discovery dissecting microscope. Higher magnification images were produced using either a Zeiss M2 compound microscope or a Zeiss LSM710 confocal microscope. Tissue labeling and cell counts. For whole mount tissue analyses, polyps, and analysis of nematosomes isolated from spawned egg masses, tissues were immobilized in 7.14% MgCl2 for 15 minutes at 25 degrees C, fixed briefly, 1.5 minutes, at 25 degrees C in 4% piriformaldehyde with 0.2% glutaraldehyde in phosphate buffered saline with 0.1% tween 20, PTW, and then fixed for 1H at 4 degrees C in 4% piriformaldehyde in PTW. Fixative was removed from tissue with 3 washes in PTW and tissues were stored at 4 degrees C for up to 5 days before processing. To determine the total number of cells present in nematosomes of various size, we labeled nuclei with a 30-min incubation in 1 mdapi at 25 degrees C. Tissues were then washed in PTW and mounted in 80% glycerol, in PBS, on RAIN-X, registered sign, coated glass slides for imaging. To identify mature CNIDOCYTES, we added a chelating agent, 10 mmEDTA, to the fixative described above and labeled mature CNIDOCYTES by incubation in 143 mdapi, in PTW, for 30 minutes at 25 degrees C, following the protocol of Szczepanek et al., 83. For cell counts, confocal Z-stacks were rendered into 3D images and digitally counted using Imaris software, Bitplane, Switzerland. Nuclei and CNIDOCYTES were counted separately in different samples of nematosomes and diameter was measured digitally in each nematosome using the Zeiss LSM image browser software. To determine if the relationship between total cell number, indicated by nuclear counts, and nematosome size differed from that of CNIDOCYTES over the range of nematosomes investigated, we performed analysis of covariance, ANCOVA, using the R statistical computing environment, 84. To assess cell proliferation, tissues were incubated for 30 minutes at 25 degrees C in 100 MEDU, in 1/3 XFSW, and visualization was accomplished following the manufacturer's protocol, in Vitrogen C10340, to visualize developing CNIDOCYTES, fixed washed nematosomes and early planular stage embryos, 72H post-fertilization at 16 degrees C, were incubated overnight at 4 degrees C with anti-minicollagen primary antibodies, 38, diluted in PBS with 0.1% tritonks, PTX, and 0.1% bovine serum albumin to the following concentrations, Mickle 1, 1/300, Mickle 3, 1/500, Mickle 4, 1/1000. Primary antibody was removed with 3-5 washes in PTX and tissues were then incubated for 1 hour at 25 degrees C in goat anti-guinea pig, Mickle 1 and Mickle 3, or goat anti-rabbit, Mickle 4, secondary antibodies, Invitrogen A21450, A21245, at 1/250 in PTX. Unbound secondary antibody was removed with 3 washes, 15 mins each, in PTX and tissues were, page 17 of 22, mounted in glycerol. Similar methods were used to visualize the tubulin component of the cilia in nematosomes. Nematosomes were incubated overnight in antiacetylated tubulin primary antibody, sigma T6743, diluted 1/500 in PTX and with a goat anti-mouse secondary antibody, Invitrogen A11001, diluted 1/250 in PTX. These tissues were counter-labeled with a 30-min incubation at 25 degrees C in a combination of 1 m DAPI, in PTW, and Faludin, Invitrogen A12380, diluted 1/200 in PTX to visualize nuclei and F-actin, respectively. Ciliary length in antibody-stained nematosomes was measured digitally using the ZEISS LSM image browser software and lengths were compared statistically using analysis of variance, ANOVA, in R84. To investigate the phagocytotic potential of the nematosomes, live-isolated nematosomes were incubated overnight 18H, at room temperature with fluorescently labeled latex beads, L4530, Sigma Aldrich. Final concentration of approximately 1/100 in 1/3 FSW, or fit-clabbled E. coli, Invitrogen E2861. 2 mg/mL in 1/3 FSW. Excess particles were removed with 3 washes, 15 mins each, in 1/3 FSW before tissues were fixed, as above, and cleared for imaging. All fluorescence imaging was performed on a ZEISS LSM 710 confocal microscope. Electron microscopy. For scanning electron microscopy, SEM, live nematosomes were removed from adult polyps and concentrated in a minimal amount, 300 L, of 1/3 FSW which was pipetted directly onto a pre-wetted 0.2 meters GTTP filter, Millipore GTTP 01300, mounted in a Swinex filter holder in preparation for fixation. For TEM, whole polyps or spawned egg masses, containing nematosomes, were immobilized in 7.14% MgCl2 for 15 minutes at 25 degrees C and collected fixed in 1.5 milliliters sterile microcentrifuge tubes. All other fixation, preparation, and imaging methods were performed as previously described. 42. Transcriptome sequencing and analysis. For sequence analysis, live nematosomes were removed from approximately 150-200 adult N. victensis by making a small incision in the body wall of the polyp, near the pharynx, and then squeezing the nematosomes out into the surrounding 1/3 FSW in a small glass dish. Liberated nematosomes were then washed extensively in several changes of 1/3 FSW, immobilized in 7.14% MgCl2 on ice for 15 minutes, and pooled into a single sample to recover enough material for 1 RNA-seq replicate. This process was repeated 3 separate times, total 500 adult polyps, to generate enough material for 3 independent replicates. For comparative transcriptomic assays, we also collected mesenteries. 2 mesenteries each from 3 adult polyps were pooled into a single sample, a total of 3 such samples were, Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114, collected for sequencing, and tentacles, total of 30 tentacles from 3 adults, pooled, repeated for a total of 3 replicates. It should be noted that nematosomes developed from the mesenteries, and although no budding nematosomes were observed at the time of collection of this tissue, we cannot exclude the possibility that our mesentery samples also contain nearly mature nematosomes, just prior to budding. All tissue samples, nematosomes, mesenteries, and tentacles, were transferred, with minimal 1/3 XFSW, to sterile 1.5 milliliters microcentrifuge tubes before being snap frozen on dry ice. Samples were stored at minus 80 degrees C for 2 weeks prior to processing. RNA was extracted, and using a combination of tree reagent, Sigma T9424, manufacturer's protocol, and the RNA Easy Mini Kit, Qiagen 74104, manufacturer's protocol, and purified RNA samples were shipped to sequencing facilities on dry ice. GNA library preparation and sequencing were performed commercially by SecReich DNA Technology Services Houston, TX, USA, one replicate of each tissue, or by the University of Florida's Integrative Center for Biotechnology Research, two replicates of each tissue. Paired raw reads were trimmed for quality and to remove adapter sequences using Trim-O-Matic 52, and error-corrected using the error-correct reads PL utility from all paths LG 53, see additional file 9 for bioinformatic commands. Unpaired reads resulting from these processes were included with the left reads for subsequent assembly steps. Cleaned, error-corrected reads, paired and unpaired, were then assembled de novo using Trinity 49, 50. To identify potential foreign contaminating sequences, we performed an alien index analysis, https://github.com/joseph-ryan/alien_index, following the methods of Gladyshev et al., 85. In brief, we downloaded whole proteome data from the UniProt website, http://www.uniprot.org/uniprot/keyword181proteome, for diverse taxa, metazones, SwissProt taxonomy ID 33208, augmented by inclusion of the following pivotal taxa from NCBI unless otherwise indicated: Amphimedon queenslandica, Hydromagna papillata, Nemeopsis leedii, Envictensis, from two sources, http://genome.jgi.gov/nemv1/nemv1home.html and www.cnidarianggenomes.org, Trichoplax adherens, non-metazone eukaryotes, ID 2759, Archaea, ID 2157, and Bacteria, ID 2. We evaluated our reference transcriptome against this database using BLASTs and then calculated the alien index, i.e., for all sequences as the ratio of the top non-metazone BLASTs hit to the top metazone BLASTs hit. All sequences for which i.e., 0, that is, with better BLAST hits in non-metazone taxa, were inspected individually to determine if they were part of the Envictensis genome. Of these, only sequences with significant BLAST hits in Envictensis, 70% sequence identity for 200 BP, were retained for further analysis. Page 18 of 22. Differential expression was assayed using DSEC2 version 1 November 2023 implemented in R3.2.3 following the recommendations in the User's Guide, 57. DSEC2 uses a generalized linear model with negative binomial distribution, and significance is assayed via the Wald test on normalized, to library size and sample variance, count data. Following significance testing, we excluded all data for which the false discovery rate, FDR adjusted p-value, was 0.05 and fold change, log 2 FC, was 2 in pairwise comparisons of any two tissues. Upregulated sequences were identified as those which were expressed significantly higher in the one tissue relative to both other tissues. Uniquely expressed sequences were identified as the subset of upregulated sequences that were upregulated in a given tissue, FDR, 0.05, log FC, 2, and not expressed, average count across replicates within a tissue, 2, in either other tissue. To confirm our differential expression analysis, we validated this approach using qPCR, below, on 20 randomly selected genes from the list of sequences upregulated in nematosins. Upregulated sequences were functionally annotated against the NCBI Homo sapiens reference transcriptome, version 25 March 2015, using the annotation funcs package in Bioconductor for R60. To identify novel transcripts from our dataset, we used a stringent approach to assigning sequence orthology based on reciprocal BLAST searches of an expansive metazone database using OrthoMCL, 58, 59. All 17,313 expressed transcripts with ORFs, 100 AA were translated into all 6 reading frames, transdecoder, HTTP, transdecoder JithaBio, and all resulting predicted proteins were searched against a reference database containing 2 different sources of Envictensis data, the JGI database, http://genome.jgi.do.gov/nemv1/nemv1home.html, and publicly available de novo transcriptome database from the Technor lab at the University of Vienna, http://www.cnidarianggenomes.org/. As there are currently no genomic data available for the 2 other species of Nematostella, N. polaris and N. nethorstii, our use of the term Nematostella specific refers to transcripts present in a representative of the genus Nematostella, Envictensis, and absent from a representative of the Edwardsiidae, Elanita. This reference database also included transcriptome data from several other taxa, all available publicly, unless otherwise specified, Anthozoan cnidarians, Acropora digitifera, Aptasia pallida, 86, Anthoclera elegantissima, Edwardsiella lineata, Fungius cuteria, and Nifthygorgia sp., 86, other cnidarians, Alatina alata, 86, Atolla vanhoefeni, 86, Hydra magnipapillata, Podocorina carnea, 86, non-cnidarian taxa, Amphimedon queenslandica, Porifera, Branchiostoma floridae, Cordata, Capitella tellata, Anelida, Drosophila melanogaster, Arthropoda, Homo, Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114, Sapiens, Cordata, Nemeopsis leedii, Ctenophora, and Trichoplax adherens, Placozoa. Ortholog clustering was then assayed as follows, I, Nematostella-specific sequences grouped only with other Envictensis sequences from our reference transcriptome, the JGI database, and or the Technor database, II, Edwardsiidae, specific sequences grouped only with sequences from the Envictensis databases and Elanita, III, Anthozoan-specific sequences grouped with sequences from A. digitifera, A. elegantissima, A. pallida, F. scuteria and or Nifthygorgia sp., IV. Cnidarian-specific sequences grouped with A. alata, A. vanhoefeni, H. magnipapillata, and or P. carnea sequences, and V. conserved metazoan sequences grouped with sequences from any of the following taxa, A. queenslandica, B. floridinus, C. tellata, D. melanogaster, H. sapiens, M. leedii, or T. adherens. Predicted proteins that resulted from alternative ORFs in the same transcript sequence were subjected to orthology clustering independently, but the final orthology of the transcript was assigned based on the highest value of the resulting categories, that is, if any of the alternative proteins grouped with a conserved metazoan sequence, the transcript was assigned to the conserved metazoan group. See additional file 8 for a summary of the orthology and differential expression analyses, quantitative real-time PCR, qPCR, and standard PCR. Nematosomes were isolated from freshly spawned egg masses, as above, rinsed 3-5 times in 1/3 XFSW and pooled into one sample in a sterile 1.5 milliliters centrifuge tube on ice. This was repeated 3 times. 3. Replicate samples consisting of all 8 mesenteries from each of 3 adult polyps, 9 polyps total, and 3. Replicate samples of all 16 tentacles from each of 3 adult polyps, same 9 polyps used for mesentery collections, were also collected. All excised tissues were maintained on ice after dissection and processed within 1 hour of removal from the polyp. Total RNA was extracted using tree reagent and PNA was synthesized from 1 gram of total RNA using the Advantage 2 RT4PCR kit, Clontech 639506, as previously described, 87. All primers were designed using the Primer 3 utility in Jynneos V, 7, 1, 8, 88, and qPCR primer efficiency was tested in a 5-point standard curve C additional file 8 for primer sequences. Dart qPCR was performed on 10 liters triplicates for each replicate sample using a Roche light cycler 480 thermocycler and the manufacturer's recommended SYBR mix, Roche 0488735200001. Analysis of melt curves ensured our samples were free from genomic contaminants. Raw data were averaged across biological replicates, normalized to the expression of housekeeping gene ATP synthetase, and are presented relative to the expression of each normalized transcript in nematosomes, set to zero. ANOVA was performed, as above, using R84, and data are presented as means plus or minus SD. Page 19 of 22. To further examine the specificity of the transcripts we identified as nematosome-specific with RNA-seq and qPCR analyses, we attempted to amplify 10 nematosome-specific genes from 3 tissues not sampled for RNA-seq, mixed-stage embryos, blastula through late planula, body wall, and pharynx, using standard PCR. Adult polyps were spawned and fertilized eggs were separated from egg jelly as above. Embryos were incubated at 16 degrees C for 48, 72, 96, 120, or 144 hours to generate a sample of embryos from blastula, early planula, and late planula stages. Embryos were collected at the indicated stage, homogenized in tree reagent by vigorous vortexing, 30s at 25 degrees C, and stored at minus 80 degrees C until the remaining embryonic samples had been collected. Total RNA was extracted at the same time from all samples 24 hours after the final collection of embryos and PNA was synthesized, as above, immediately following RNA extraction. Body wall tissue was collected from adult polyps by bisecting animals at the aboral end of the pharynx and then freeing the body wall of the mesenteries as close to the point of insertion as possible. The entire aboral body wall was collected from 3 polyps and pooled into a single tube for RNA extraction and PNA synthesis. Pharynx was collected from the same 3 individuals by removing the tentacles and hippostome at the oral end of the pharynx and freeing the pharynx from the surrounding body wall. Body wall and pharynx samples were stored on ice for no more than 1 hour after dissection and RNA extraction and PNA synthesis were performed as described above. 10 sequences were randomly selected from the pool of nematosome-specific transcripts and primers were designed, as above, to amplify a 1000 BP region of the transcript. Standard PCR was performed using TAC polymerase, New England Biolabs M0267L, following the manufacturer's recommendations and amplification was performing for 35 cycles using an extension time of 1.5 minutes per cycle. PCR products were separated on a 1% agarose gel and visualized using CidraSafe gel stain, in Vitrogen S33102. Additional files. Additional file 1, live nematosomes moving through the pharyngeal region of an adult polyp, MP4, 17,442 kb. Additional file 2, a small cellular material moving through the tentacle lumen of a primary immature polyp, b. small cellular material and nematosomes moving through the tentacle of an adult polyp, zip 51,824 kb, additional file 3, further examination of nematosomes, a. proliferating cells in an individual nematosome labeled while it was circulating through the body cavity, red, proliferative nuclei, blue, non-proliferative nuclei, 1 mdapi. A total of 3 nematosomes have ever been observed to have proliferating cells via EDU, B, CE, PCR confirms that nematosome-specific transcripts are uniquely expressed in nematosomes. 9 out of 10 primers designed to amplify transcripts expressed uniquely in nematosomes failed to amplify products of the predicted size in PNA samples extracted from mixed-stage embryos, adult pharynx, and adult body wall. The product amplified using primers for NV5804. Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114. Lane 1, appears to be ubiquitously expressed across all 3 tissues assayed. Actin was amplified as a positive control in lane 11. Faint bands in lane 7-9 of the pharynx are of the wrong size and likely represent mispriming. Lane 1, NV5804, 2, NV4198, 3, NV13913, 4, NV18469, 5, NV5803, 6, NV5749, 7, NV9367, 8, NV19938, 9, NV18000, 10, NV2134, 11, actin. See additional file 8 for primer sequences, PNG1597KB, additional file 4, live nematosomes can subdue recently hatched brine shrimp, Artemia salina, MP4, 49604KB, additional file 5. Cnidocytes in the tentacle tips of an adult polyp can subdue A. salina, MP4, 48606KB, additional file 6. 1/3xFSW alone, without nematosomes, has no effect on A. salina, MP4, 71560KB, additional file 7, nucleotide sequences for 82 sequences with alien index, 0, FAR 51KB, additional file 8, summary of everything. Sheet 1, stress gene survey. List of tissue-specific targets and their reciprocal best blast hit, accession ID, from the dataset presented by Rietzel et al., 63. Included fields, tissue, unique transcript ID, NVEC ref ID, reciprocal best blasts hit, stressor type, pathogen, wound, or chemical. Transcripts with reciprocal best blast hits involved in both pathogen and wound stress are indicated as pathogen wound. Sheet 2, transcriptome summary. Summary of all 17,313 transcripts used for differential expression and orthology analyses. Each entry contains the following: unique transcriptome ID, NVEC ref ID, transcript length, in nucleotides, orthology group ID, grid, N, nematostella specific, E, Edwardsi ID specific, A, anthozone specific, C, cnidarian specific, M, conserved metazone, number of tissues, out of 3, in which the transcript is expressed, differential expression result, UpMes is upregulated in the mesenteries relative to both other tissues, mean counts across all tissues, all mean, and across replicates within a tissue, MES mean, NEM mean, 10 mean, log 2 fold change for all pairwise tissue comparisons, negative values indicate upregulation in the second tissue, adjusted P, values false discovery rates for all pairwise comparisons, and raw counts for each tissue replicate. Sheet 3, alien index results, fields, unique transcriptome ID, NVEC ref ID, alien index, i.e., percent identity and coverage of the top blast hit, and whether the sequence was deemed present in the genome, http://genome.jgi.do.gov/nemve1/nemve1.home.html. Sheet 4, primers. sequences for all primers used in qPCR and standard PCR analyses. Primer sequences for each transcript are presented 5 feet 3 feet, XLSX 4037 KB, additional file 9, commands for bioinformatic analyses and statistical methods, TXT 5 KB, additional file 10. Full Go annotation reports for upregulated transcripts by tissue. Sheet 1, summary, includes full BLAST 2 Go reports for all three tissues. Abbreviations, MES, mesenteries, NEM, nematosomes, TEN, tentacles, gene symbol, NCBI approved gene symbol, Go ID, gene ontology identifier, BP, Go category, biological process, CC, cellular component, MF, molecular function, TRID, transcript ID, NVEC ref transcriptome, HUM ref, accession number, human orthologs, for NCBI's RefSeq database, XLSX 183 KB, additional file 11, live nematosomes are still present, and moving, in the degenerating egg jelly after most of the envictensis planulae have emerged MP4, 88,967 KB, abbreviations 1/3XFSW, 1/3X filtered seawater, ANCOVA, analysis of covariance, ANOVA, analysis of variance, BLAST, basic local alignment search tool, SIGMA, core eukaryotic genes mapping approach, DAPI, 2, 4 amidinophenyl, minus 1H indole 6 carboxamidine, DIC, differential interference contrast, microscopy, FITC, fluorescein isothiocyanate, GO, gene ontology, NCBI, National Center for Biotechnology Information, OFF, open reading frame, PCR, polymerase chain reaction, PTW, phosphate buffered saline with 0.1% tween 20, PTX, phosphate buffered saline with 0.1% triton X, qPCR, quantitative real-time PCR, RNA-seq, RNA sequencing, SD, standard deviation, SEM, scanning electron microscopy, TEM, transmission electron microscopy, page 20 of 22. Acknowledgements. The authors would like to thank Tina Carvalho and Marilyn Dunlap in the Biological Electron Microscopy Facility at the University of Hawaii and C. Titus Brown and his laboratory associates involved in the NGS course at Kellogg Biological Station for their help interpreting our data. The anti-MICL-1 and anti-MICL-3 antibodies were a generous gift from the laboratory of Dr. Swart Osbeck. This work was supported by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NNX-14R70G. Authors' contributions. LSB conceived of the study, collected tissues, carried out all laboratory work, conducted bioinformatic analyses, and wrote the manuscript. MQM participated in the design and coordination of the study, collected tissues, and evaluated multiple drafts of the manuscript. JFR participated in the design and coordination of the study, conducted bioinformatic analyses, and evaluated multiple drafts of the manuscript. All authors read and approve the final manuscript. Availability of data and materials. Raw sequencing reads and the three reference transcriptomes assembled from them are available in the European Nucleotide Archive. Project Accession, PRJEB 13676. http://www.eb.ac.uk/ena/data/view/prjed13676. Unique sample identifiers, mesenteries, SAMEO 3,937,624, SAMEO 3,937,625, SAMEO 3,937,626, nematosomes, SAMEO 3,937,621, SAMEO 3,937,622, SAMEO 3,937,623, tentacles, Samia 3,937,635, Samia 3,937,636, Samia 3,937,637. The remaining datasets supporting the conclusions of this article are included within the article and its additional files. Ethics: no human subjects were used in this study, and the invertebrate animals used in this study are not subject to regulation by animal ethics committees. Consent: all authors have approved this manuscript for publication. Competing interests: the authors declare that they have no competing interests. Author details: 1. Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience, University of Florida, 9505 Ocean Shore Boulevard, St. Augustine, FL 32080, USA 2. Department of Biology, University of Florida, Gainesville, FL 32611, USA. Received. The 27th of April 2016. Accepted. The 12th of May 2016. References: 1. Neem R. Torts: D. Phylogenetic Patterns of Emergence of New Genes Support a Model of Frequent De Novo Evolution. BMC Genomics 2013, 14, 117, 2. Ding Y, Zha Q, Wang W. Origins of New Genes and Evolution of Their Novel Functions. Anu Rev Ekel Evel Sis 2012, 43, 1, 345-63, 3. Pradham B, Gompel N, Kirill S. B. Emerging Principles of Regulatory Evolution. Proc Nat Acad C USA 2007, 104 Supl 1, 8605-12, 4. Cheetal Javala AM, Hinman VF. Evolution of Transcription Factor Function as a Mechanism for Changing Metazone Developmental Gene Regulatory Networks. Evo Devo 2015, 6, 1, 3, 5. Torts D. Domazet Lozo T. The Evolutionary Origin of Orphan Genes. Nat Rev Jenner 2011, 12, 10, 692-702, 6. Kolcharin K., Hemrich G., Fraun S., Augustine R., Bosch T. C. More Than Just Orphans, Are Taxonomically Restricted Genes Important in Evolution? Trends Jenner 2009, 25, 9, 404-13, 7. Fort S., Nack B., How Liston E., Momos T., Manuel M., Queenek E., Hayward D.C., Ball E.E., Miller D.J., New Tricks with Old Genes, The Genetic Bases of Novel Cnidarian Traits, Trends Jenner 2010, 26, 4, 154-8, 8. Cheng S.D., Zhang Yi, Longmai, New Genes in Drosophila Quickly Become Essential. Science 2010, 330, 6011, 1682-5, 9. Huang J.S., Takaku Y., Momos T., Adamczyk P., Ozbek S., Ikea K., Kolcharin K., Hemrich G., Bosch T.C., Holstein T.W. et al., Nematogalactin, a nematocyst protein with GlyXY and galactin domains, demonstrates nematocytospecific alternative splicing in Hydra. Proc Nat Acad C USA 2010, 107, 43, 18539-44. Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114, 10. Kolcharin K., Anton Erksleben F., Sassman S., Wittlieb J., Hemrich G., Bosch T.C., A Novel Gene Family Controls Species-Specific Morphological Traits in Hydra. PLOS Bile 2008, 6, 11 E278, 11. Mild S., Hemrich G., Anton Erksleben F., Kolcharin K., Wittlieb J., Bosch T.C., Characterization of Taxonomically Restricted Genes in a Phylum-Restricted Cell Type. Genome Bile 2009, 10, 1R8, 12. Jasper W.C., Linksveer T.A., Atala J., Friedman D., Chu J.C., Johnson B.R. Large-scale coding sequence change underlies the evolution of post-developmental novelty in honeybees. Mobile Evil 2015, 32, 2, 334-46, 13. Mikheyev's, Linksveya TA, genes associated with antisocial behavior show distinct transcriptional and evolutionary patterns. Elife 2015, 4E04775, 14. Brigand I, Love AC, conceptualizing evolutionary novelty, moving beyond definitional debates. JEXP Zul B Moldev Evil 2012, 318, 6, 417-27, 15. Peterson T, Muller GB, What is evolutionary novelty? Process versus character-based definitions. JEXP Zul B Moldev Evil 2013, 320, 6, 345-50, 16. Huang JS, Ohayana GH, Haya Koi S, Asato N, Nishimiya Fujisawa C, Ikea K, David CN, Fujisawa T, Gojibori T. The evolutionary emergence of cell type specific genes inferred from the gene expression analysis of Hydra. Proc Nat Lacad C. USA 2007, 104, 37, 14735-40, 17. Yang L, Zhu M, Fu B, He S. Genome wide identification, characterization, and expression analysis of lineage-specific genes within zebrafish. BMC Genomics 2013, 14, 65, 18. Ostman CA Guideline to Nematocyst Nomenclature and Classification, and some notes on the systematic value of nematocysts. Seen Shimarina 2000, 64, 31-46, 19. 14 D, Miriskal RN, Cnidaria, Anthozoa. In, Harrison F.W., Westfall J., Editors, Microscopic Anatomy of Invertebrates, Chichester, Alan R. Liss, 1991 page 267-358, 20, 1 J.H., Roe B.J., Song J.I., A Phylogenetic Study of the Anthozoa, Phylum Cnidaria, Based on Morphological and Molecular Characters, Coral Reefs 2001, 20, 1, 39-50, 21. Schlesinger A, Zlotkin E, Kramersky Winter E, Lawyer Wycnidarian Internal Stinging Mechanism, P. Roy Sock B. Bile C. 2009, 276, 1659, 1063-7, 22. Rodriguez E, Bubitus M, Daly M, Gusmao L. C, Horserman V. Torda Natural Classification, Phylogeny of Aconchiate Sea Anemones, Cnidaria, Anthozoa, Actiniaria, Cladistics 2012, 28, 4, 375-92, 23, Ustman C, Rote Kultima J, Rote C, Rundblom K. Aconcia and Mesentery Nematocysts of the Sea Anemone Metridium Senile, Linnaeus, 1761, Cnidaria, Anthozoa. Seen Shimarina 2010, 74, 3, 483-97, 24. Darling Yar, Rietzel A.R., Burton P.M., Mazza M.E., Ryan J.F., Sullivan J.C., Finity Jr. Rising Starlet, The Starlet Sea Anemone, Nematostella Victensis, by Essays 2005, 27, 2, 211-21, 25. Stevenson T.A., The British Sea Anemones, Volume II, London, The Ray Society, 1935, 26. Crowell S.A. New Sea Anemone from Woods Hole, Massachusetts, J. Wash Ackard C. 1946, 36, 57-60, 27. Robson E.A. Sea Anemone from Brackish Water, Nature 1957, 179, 787-8, 28. Carlgren O. Actiniaria, Part I. Danish Ingolf Expedition 1921, V1-241, 29. Carlgren O. Actiniaria, Zone Theria and Madreporaria, Zool Iceland 1939, 2, 8, 1-20, 30. Carlgren O. A. Survey of the Tychodactiaria, Korallomorpharia and Actiniaria, K. Svenska Vetensk Akad Handel 1949, 1, 1, 1-121, 31, Williams R. B., A Redescription of the Brackish Water Sea Anemone Nematostella victensis Stevenson, with an appraisal of congeneric species, J. Nat. Hist. 1975, 9, 1, 51-64, 32, Hansi, another sea anemone from California and the types of certain California species, J. Wash Akad C. 1957, 47, 411-4, 33, Williams R. B., Studies on the Nematosomes of Nematostella victensis Stevenson colon territa, Actiniaria, J. Nat. Hist. 1979, 13, 1, 69-80, 34, Frank P., Bleakney J.S., Histology and Sexual Reproduction of Anemone Nematostella victensis Stevenson 1935, J. Nat. Hist. 1976, 10, 4, 441-9, 35, Hansi, Ulinga K.R., The Culture, Sexual and Asexual Reproduction, and Growth of the Sea Anemone Nematostella victensis, Bile Bull Us 1992, 182, 2, 169-76, 36, Wagner G.P., Lynch V.J., Evolutionary Novelties, Kerr Bile 2010, 20, 2R48-52, 37, Hall B.K., Kearney R. Levels of Biological Organization and the Origin of Novelty, J.E.X.P. Zul B. Moldev Evel 2012, 318, 6, 428-37, 38, Zenkut C., Takahashi T., Diesner M.O., Osbeck S. Morphological and Molecular Analysis of the Nematostella victensis cnidum, PLOS 1 2011, 6, 7E 22725, 39, Babinus L.S., Martindale M.Q., Old Cell, Nutrick, Cnidocytes as a Model for the Evolution of Novelty, Integra Comp. Bile 2014, 54, 4, 714-22, page 21 of 22, 40, Tang P.C., Watson Grams, Kadharin the 23rd of May B. Dynamic in Hair Bundles of the Model Sea Anemone Nematostella victensis, PLOS 1 2014, 9, 1E86084, 41, Watson G.M., My P., Kinler K.M., Mechanis and Sativity in the Model Sea Anemone Nematostella victensis, Mar Bile 2009, 156, 10, 2129-37, 42, Debut T.Q., Datali A.A., Babinus L.S., Salinas Saavedra M., Rottinger E., Martindale M.Q., Postma M. In Vivo Imaging of Nematostella victensis Embryogenesis and Late Development Using Fluorescent Probes, BMC Cell Bile 2014, 1544, 43, Westfall Yar, Saikl, Elliot C.F., Cellular Origins of Kinocilia, Stereocilia, and Microvilli on Tentacles of Sea Anemones of the Genus Calyptus, Cnidaria, and Thozoa, Invert Bile 1998, 117, 3, 186-93, 44, Watson G.M., Hessinger D.A., Cnidocytes and Adjacent Supporting Cells Form Receptor Effector Complexes in Anemone Tentacles, Tissue Cell 1989, 21, 1, 17-24, 45, Watson G.M., Hessinger D.A., Receptor-mediated endocytosis of a chemoreceptor involved in triggering the discharge of cnidi in a sea anemone tentacle, Tissue Cell 1987, 19, 6, 747-55, 46, Putnam N.H., Srivastava M., Helston U., Dirks B., Chapman J., Salomov A., Terry A., Shapiro H., Lindquist E., Kapitanov V.V. et al., Sea Anemone Genome Reveals Ancestral Eumetazone Gene Repertoire and Genomic Organization, Science 2007, 317, 5834, 86-94, 47, Helm R.R., Siebert S., Tulin S., Smith J., Dunn C.W., Characterization of Differential Transcript Abundance Through Time During Nematostelavictensis Development, BMC Genomics 2013, 14, 266, 48, Tulin S., Aguya D., Istrail S., Smith J. A Quantitative Reference Transcriptome for Nematostelavictensis Early Embryonic Development, A Pipeline for De Novo Assembly in Emerging Model Systems, Evo Devo 2013, 416, 49, Gradher M. G., Haas B. J., Yasser M., Levin J. Z., Thompson D. A., Amit I., Adikinus X., Fan L., Ray Choudhury R., Zeng Q., et al., Full-length transcriptome assembly from RNA-seq data without a reference genome. Nat Biotechnol 2011, 29, 7, 644-52, 50. Haas B.J., Papanikolaou A., Yasser M., Gradher M., Blood P.D., Bowden J., Kauger M.B., Eccles D., Lee B., Lieber M., et al. De novo transcript sequence reconstruction from RNA-seq using the Trinity platform for reference generation and analysis. Nat Protet 2013, 8, 8, 1494-512, 51. Tasnim M., Ma S. N., Yang E. W., Jang T., Lee W. Accurate inference of isoforms from multiple sample RNA-seq data. BMC Genomics 2015, 16 Supple 2S 15, 52. Bolger AM, Los M, Usidal B Trimomatic, a flexible trimmer for Illumina sequence data. Bioinformatics 2014, 30, 15, 2114-20, 53. Nair S, McCallum I, Pozabilski D, Ribeiro FJ, Burton JN, Walker BJ, Sharp T, Hall G, Shea TP, Sykes S, et al. High-quality draft assemblies of mammalian genomes from massively parallel sequence data. Proc Nat Lacard CUSA 2011, 108, 4, 1513-8, 54. Langmed B, Trapnell C, Pop M, Salzburg SL. Ultrafast and memory efficient alignment of short DNA sequences to the human genome. Genome Bio 2009, 10, 3R25, 55. Quinlan AR, Holheim, Bedtools, a flexible suite of utilities for comparing genomic features. Bioinformatics 2010, 26, 6, 841-2, 56. Pera G, Bradnam K, Corfi Sigma, a pipeline to accurately annotate core genes in eukaryotic genomes. Bioinformatics 2007, 23, 9, 1061-7, 57. Love M.I., Huber W., Anders S. Moderated estimation of fold change and dispersion for RNA-seq data with DSeq2. Genome Bio 2014, 15, 12, 550. 58. Lee L., Stokert C.J., Roos D.S., Ortho M.C.L., Identification of Ortholog Groups for Eukaryotic Genomes. Genome Res 2003, 13, 9, 2178-89, 59. Enright A.J., Van Dongen S., Alzanus C.A., An Efficient Algorithm for Larger-Scale Detection of Protein Families. Nucleic Acids Res 2002, 30, 7, 1575-84, 60, Edwards S.M., Annotation Funks, Annotation Translation Functions for Bioconductors Annotation Packages 2011, in http://www.isic.com/r/annotationfunes, accessed 9 March 2016, 61. Rixiati E., Fitzgerald G. A., Prostaglandins and Inflammation, Arteriosclerom Vas 2011, 31, 5, 986, 1000, 62. Capdevila J. H., Falk Jr. The CYP450 Arachidonic Acid Monooxygenases, From Cell Signaling to Blood Pressure Regulation, by Achim Biafiz Rezkhaman 2001, 285, 3, 571-6, 63, Rietzel A.M., Sullivan J.C., Traylor Nowles N., Finity Jr. Genomic Survey of Candidate Stress Response Genes in the Asturian Anemone Nematostella Victensis, Bile Bullus 2008, 214, 3, 233-54, 64, Morin Y., Janiklovich G., Gordon D., Winku S., Zenkut C., Osbeck S., Technor U., Gervitz M. Neurotoxin localization to ectodermal gland cells uncovers an alternative mechanism of venom delivery in sea anemones. Proc Bile C. 2012, 279, 1732, 1351-8, 65. Pantin CFA, excitation of nematocysts, Nature 1942, 149, 109-9, Babinus et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2016, 16, 114, 66, Watson G.M., Hessinger D.A., Cnidocyte mechanoreceptors are tuned to the movements of swimming prey by chemoreceptors, Science 1989, 243, 4898, 1589-91, 67, Westfall Yar, Landers D.D., Mikulam J.D., different nematocytes have different synapses in the sea anemone Aetasia pallida, Cnideria, and Thozoa, J. Morphal 1998, 238, 1, 53-62, 68, Westfall Yar, Landers D.D., Mikulam J.D., ultrastructure of neurospiracite synapses in the sea anemone Aetasia pallida, Cnideria, and Thozoa, Zone Theria, J. Morphal 1999, 241, 2, 165-73, 69, Pettier D.J., ciliary cone sensory cell of anemones and cerianthids, tissue cell 1975, 7, 2, 243-52, 70, Thurington G.U., Hessinger D.A., control of cnida discharge, 3, spiracists are regulated by three classes of chemoreceptors, Bile Bullus 1990, 178, 1, 74-83, 71, Metchnikoff E. Lekin sur la pathologie comparée inflammation, Paris, Masson, 1892, 72, Alano C.T., Bigger C.H., phagocytic activities of the Gorgonian coral Swiftia excerta, J. Invertebra Pathol 2000, 76, 3, 176-84, 73, Patterson M.J., Landolt M.L., cellular reaction to injury in the anthrazone Anthoclera elegantissima, J. Invertebra Pathol 1979, 33, 2, 189-96, 74, Devoist O, Dahan K, Person Y Tam Horsefall Protein or Uremodulin, New Ideas About an Old Molecule, Nephril Dial Transpl 2005, 20, 7, 1290-4, 75, L. Achka T. M., McCracken R., Liu Y., Heatmeyer Mr., Bourgeois S., Ryers J., Wu X R., Tam Horsefall Protein translocates to the basolateral domain of thick ascending limbs, interstitium, and circulation during recovery from acute kidney injury. MJ Physial Renal 2013, 304, 8F 1066-75, 76, Debuck TQ, Traylor Nowles N., Martindale MQ, initiating a regenerative response, cellular and molecular features of wound healing in the Cnidarian Nematostella Victensis, BMC Bile 2014, 1224, 77, Johnson BR, Satsu ND, taxonomically restricted genes are associated with the evolution of sociality in the honeybee, BMC Genomics 2011, 12, 164, 78, Lobo D, Vico FJ, Evolution of form and function in a model of differentiated multicellular organisms with gene regulatory networks, Biosystems 2010, 102, 2-3, 112-23, 79, Bosch TC, Rethinking the Role of Immunity, Lessons from Hydra, Trends Immunal 2014, 35, 10, 495-502, 80, David C.N., Osbeck S., Adamczyk P., Meyer S., Pauli B., Chapman J., Huang J.S., Gojabori T., Holstein T.W., Evolution of Complex Structures, Minicollagens Shape the Cnidarian Nematocyst, Trends Jenner 2008, 24, 9, 431-8, 81, Hoekstra He, Coignard, The Locus of Evolution, Evo Devo and the Genetics of Adaptation, Evolution 2007, 61, 5, 995, 1016, 82, Fritzenwanka J.H., Technor U Induction of Gametogenesis in the Basal Cnidarian Nematostella Victensis, Anthozoa, DevGenes Evil 2002, 212, 2, 99-103, 83, Szczepanek S., Sikala M., David C.N., Polygammaglutamate Synthesis During Formation of Nematocyst Capsules in Hydra, J-Cell C 2002, 115, 4, 745-51, 84, R Development Core Team, R, A Language and Environment for Statistical Computing, Vienna, R Foundation for Statistical Computing, 2008, 85, Gladyshev A, Meselson M, Arkhipova IR, Massive Horizontal Gene Transfer in Deloid Rotifers, Science 2008, 320, 5880, 1210-3, 86, Sarpata F, Goetz Fair, Smith S.A., Howison M, Siebert S, Church, Sanders S.M, Ames C.L., McFadden C.S., France S.C., et al., Phylogenomic Analyses Support Traditional Relationships Within Cnidaria, PLOS 1 2015, 10, 10E0139068, 87, Rottinger E., Dallin P., Martindale M.Q., A Framework for the Establishment of a Cnidarian Gene Regulatory Network for Indomesoderm Specification, The Inputs of Catenin TCF Signaling, PLOS Jenner 2012, 8, 12E1003164, 88, Kurse M., Moir R., Wilson A., Stones Havas S., Chung M., Sturrock S., Buxton S., Cooper A., Markowitz S., Duran C., et al., Genius Basic, an integrated and extendable desktop software platform for the organization and analysis of sequence data, Bioinformatics 2012, 28, 12, 1647-9, page 22 of 22, submit your next manuscript to Biomed Central and we will help you at every step, we accept pre-submission inquiries. Our selector tool helps you to ND the most relevant journal. We provide round-the-clock customer support, convenient online submission, thorough peer review, inclusion in PubMed and all major indexing services. Maximum visibility for your research. Submit your manuscript at www.biomedcentral.com/submit.